The 10th Iranian election drew an unprecedented number of voters to London's five polling stations on 12th June. British Iranian expatriates, many of them second and third generation youngsters, came in droves to have their say.
I think it's the openness, the transparency, the debate, the amount of focus. It's really good and it's drawn everyone in, which people think they can decide knowingly.
Iran is my country, and it's important for me that what happened inside Iran.
And so it is with great concern that Iranians here have watched the post-election rallies in their home country. The rallies have received widespread media coverage in the United Kingdom. But many complain the angles taken by Western journalists have been skewed and unfair. They demonstrated outside the BBC this week to show their anger.
Now I'm here outside the BBC and we're going to speak to a young lady that we actually spoke to on polling day in London last Friday. She's here again to protest against the BBC's coverage. Nargis, tell me, why are you here today?
We are here to ask BBC not to interfere in our problems. I mean, we are able to solve our own problems if you have any. And I know there are many things going on in Iran which we're not happy about. And we are here, all of us, from we are supporters of every candidate on this issue.
We don't interfere in the American election. We don't interfere in other countries. So why should they interfere into Iran's election?
This is the second time this year demonstrators have protested outside the BBC. The first was in January over its coverage of the Gaza conflict. This week's demonstration was largely driven by a coalition of supporters from all four presidential candidates in Iran. They say there are much bigger implications to the way the West has reacted to the election result.
If Iranian political system is corrupt and needs to be changed, let the Iranians change it. And as far as I'm concerned, it couldn't be more morally corrupt than our system. Who are we to be going from the West, going over there saying, oh, you know, your system's faulty.
We are here to protest, and we are the voice for the voiceless Iranian inside Iran, because Western media in general has taken side and only expressing the elite's view, which is wrong.
The BBC was contacted by Press TV for comment, but has so far not issued a statement in response. Farina Alam, Press TV, London.